And the same is true for God's plans. It's better to accept it and to make the most of it than spending our lives thinking that we can avoid and to outwit God. Better to be like Jonathan, who ended up happy and protected and looked after, than like Saul, who fought it and ended up dying by his own sword. God's plan needs to be our plan. Let's be people who work with God on his plans rather than against him. Find out what his plan is and go with it. Can I just say then, I just realized as I said that bit about Jonathan, I actually forgot to look up exactly what happens to Jonathan at the end of his life. So maybe I'm wrong. So, you know, that's your job for next week. Prove me wrong. But I think he did all right from what I looked. What happened to him? Oh, he died. What happened to him? Did he get his neck cut off? Oh, bugger. I mean, darn. Okay, so that it's better to be like Jonathan and do what God wants and be killed honorably and do well and have God's blessing upon your life than to be like Saul, who never really did all that well. I did look up what happened to Saul at the end of his life. Anyway, we need to find out what God's plan for our life is.